Hello, this is Mike Brandel, ECM Product Marketing Manager at IBM. We have with us today Dave Caldera, Director of ECM Products and Strategy, to talk about IBM's strategy for advanced case management. Let's get right to it. Dave, can you walk us through what a case is and describe IBM's strategy for advanced case management? It will help set the context for our conversation today.
Sure, Mike. Thanks. Let me start out by saying that we've talked about cases in businesses like healthcare and the legal profession for many years. You know, you can think of court case management or patient care as being areas where the notion of a case is quite commonly used. But what's happening in business is that a case is being used in a general sense to identify the certain types of business activity that are event-driven that need to be managed through a process towards some prescribed goal. And, you know, that goal is dictated by the business in order to satisfy an end customer or citizen and ultimately resolve the case to the satisfaction of both the customer and the business. The notion of case management is a discipline that is evolving to help efficiently manage case-style problems. And technology is being applied to the case management discipline to increase productivity, to increase revenue, and ultimately to drive some effectiveness and efficiency in the business and drive benefits. As I alluded to earlier, there are some industries that case management is very common, but we're finding as this concept broadens that it applies virtually to any industry that would have this pattern of business problem. And really, you know, case management is a pattern of work. As I said earlier, it's generally initiated by an event. A customer or citizen perhaps would initiate the creation of a case. It tends to be knowledge worker intensive. So some of the most expensive resources in any of our customers' environments are responsible for managing the case and seeing the case through to successful completion. Because it's knowledge worker intensive, content is almost always necessary, and content can come in the form of documents that are provided by the initiating party, that citizen or customer, perhaps internal policies or procedures that are required by the knowledge worker. And of course, you know, the forms and the documentation that might be output from the case in order to create a record of what's happened. So content is an essential element. And what we're finding is that many case management scenarios now need multiple participants to successfully execute them. So the ability to collaborate with colleagues, with subject matter experts, perhaps folks from outside the business, business partners, or directly with the initiating customer or citizen themselves, all of those scenarios apply to complex case management environments. And so technologies that can foster that collaboration become very valuable. Another element of case management that becomes important is how work is conducted or progressed. In case management situations, oftentimes the work that is conducted is determined once the case is opened. So the knowledge worker has to evaluate the situation, has to respond to external events, and determine what activities need to be conducted and by whom in order to reach the goal of the case. And that is often quite different from your traditional process automation environment, in which the process is predetermined, it's modeled and put into a system, and then executed over and over and over again. In case management, that generally does not happen. The activities that occur can be unpredictable and would entirely be based on what's happening during the progression of the case. So, Michael, you know, those are some of the characteristics of case management, and we can talk a little bit more in detail of how customers are starting to tackle this problem with technology.
Oh, interesting. So as you talk to customers, what are some of the business drivers that are leading them to look at case management capabilities today?
Well, there really are several, and it can depend on the industry, it can depend on the current customer situation. But as I alluded to previously, knowledge workers are an essential requirement to case management. And like I said, they often can be some of the most expensive people in your organization. So providing them the tools so they can most efficiently and effectively manage the case can produce a direct return on an investment, a direct impact to your bottom line. So if they're finding the right information at the right time, not wasting time searching for things, if they can fill in forms and execute through system aids the ability to document the case and do that efficiently, they're saving time. If they can find the right experience in the organization, research reference material and get to the experts, it can create a much more efficient response to the case. That is a critical driver, helping improve the effectiveness and efficiency of the caseworker. But there are others. By using technology, we have an opportunity to document all of the artifacts associated with a case. And in today's business environment, for either regulatory reasons or legal reasons, having a full audit trail of decision-making becomes critical. How was a case closed? What participants were involved in the decisions to create the outcome? What business rules were executed or process fragments were executed in order to support the case? What documents were reviewed? Were they edited? Were they the right versions? You know, all those questions, if answered properly and documented in the system, can help our customers respond to audits or legal reviews after the case has been closed. And many times it can be years later that this information needs to be produced. So legal and regulatory issues are a driver in some situations. And last but certainly not least, a critical goal of case management is to provide exceptional service to the business entity that initiated the case, and oftentimes that's an end customer. So you want to exceed their expectation. You want to have goals in case management that will drive customer loyalty, that will create opportunities for cross-sells and upsells, and ultimately, you know, satisfy the requester in terms of what service or issue they had with the business. So ultimately impacting that customer or citizen's perception of your business is also a critical driver.
Interesting. And you made a very interesting point a couple of minutes ago that I thought we'd take a second and go back to. You mentioned that case management is cross-industry. Can you give us some use cases or examples of how case management applies across various industries?
Sure. You know, many of the folks listening to this podcast will recognize case management in the public sector. Perhaps as citizens, we interact with our local or state governments, and the requirements to get information or to secure benefits. And it is quite often that those government entities are using case management systems to manage those requests. Case management is a very common term used in the public sector for a variety of managing a variety of social services and programs for the benefit of citizens. And what we're seeing is technology applied to help create more efficient use, particularly in e-government initiatives, and ultimately drive, you know, higher levels of citizen satisfaction that you're getting, you know, your money's worth where your taxes are going. In healthcare, in managing patient records, the whole process of patient care, a case is generally opened and that patient is taken care of through to some, you know, ideally successful medical treatment. And case management is often used in that context. But it's not just limited to those sort of obvious industries. We're seeing broad number of manufacturing companies that have a high degree of service requirement to their distributors or to their end customers. Use case management applications to track service requests, to track customer complaints, to track warranty claims. And so they need a system such as this. It has that pattern of being event-driven, goal-oriented to help manage a successful delivery of service out to their end customers. When you think about the insurance industry, claims is something we all experience, whether it's property and casualty or other forms of claims that we're applying for with our insurance carrier. You know, oftentimes there's complex documentation associated with those claims. Those claims have to go through a review process and ultimately get approved for payment out to the insured, and case management concepts are used for claims processing. When you think of some of the regulated industries where they may have a very complex scenario, such as getting their rates approved, a case may be opened around a rate submittal, and that technology would help manage the rate case as it is processed and ultimately approved. So there are lots of industry examples. Some are horizontal in nature, some are very vertical in nature. I'll mention one last one that perhaps would apply to just about any industry, and that's employee onboarding. So the process of efficiently bringing a new hire into the business and managing all of the activities around that onboarding process, particularly if it's a unique hire, could benefit from a case management type of system. So lots of examples, and I think what you're seeing out in the market right now is broad recognition that case management has significant benefits to our customers and can be applied in a number of different domains.
Interesting. And Dave, it sounds like you've had a chance to talk to a wide array of customers. What type of benefits and outcomes have you seen from customers who have used case management capabilities from IBM?
Well, if you pick up on some of the examples that I mentioned already from an industry perspective, we have very specific customers who have used this technology to achieve the types of benefits I referred to. For example, the state of North Dakota is using it in multiple departments in the DMV, in managing their state taxes, for traffic citations. They've been able to leverage a core set of technology across multiple arms of the state government, where this pattern of being able to open a case and manage a case through to successful outcome is critical. They've been able to reduce their reliance on some core resources as they've tried to create efficiencies in a variety of departments, so cost savings in terms of people. Most of our customers are having to do more with less, and someone like the state of North Dakota is no exception to that. So they have to apply technology in those areas where they may not have the same level of staff that they've had in the past. And so you look for things like, you know, savings in terms of your staffing, as well as the elimination of paper, the digitization of information so that it is stored in an electronic case folder and no longer taking up warehouse space, and the overhead and cost of managing it as physical assets becomes a saver for someone like the state of North Dakota. Let me give you another example in quite contrast to the public sector. We have a customer down in Florida, JM Family, that has a very strong business in servicing auto loans for Toyota. And they've implemented this technology to be able to handle complex loans, to handle exceptions, to be able to do it in an efficient way and deliver the kind of service they need to customers who obviously have an opportunity to shop their loans to a variety of financial institutions. They've been able to eliminate hundreds of thousands of dollars of personnel costs per year, and just as importantly, are taking paper out of the business. Some hundreds of thousands of pages of documents have been digitized on an annual basis. And that's a great example of what I talked about earlier in terms of saving on the management costs of physical assets. The other thing that was real interesting about JM Family is that by using this technology, they were able to automate a number of straight-through processes. And it left the associates that were managing the loan applications to handle much more sophisticated requirements, much more complex customer needs. In fact, they've had to elevate the job description for those associates, provide them with more information and more knowledge so that they conduct a higher level of service to their end customers. And I see that as a trend where the routine production-oriented work is now being done by straight-through processing and is highly automated, and the work that is done by the knowledge workers becomes more sophisticated. And again, that reinforces the point earlier that these can be some of the most expensive people in the organization, and they need the right tools to do the job correctly.
Great. Okay, so that concludes our discussion for today. Thank you, Dave, for taking the time to talk with us about advanced case management and IBM strategy.
My pleasure. Thanks, Michael.